Hello, this is Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Welcome to Moment of Settlement with Benjamin Beckley. The Lord will guide you today. He will lift up your head. He will shine His light on your path. Evil will not befall you. As you go out today, the Lord will open new doors for you. Fresh ideas for greatness will fill your heart. You will know what to do. God will direct your step. In the name of Jesus Christ, He will open up your eyes into His agenda for your life today. In the name of Jesus, God will speak to men and women on your behalf to make the journey of life easy for you today. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. No disaster will come your way. No evil will come your way. No sorrow will come your way. You shall be lifted on every side. You will see the hand of God working things out on your behalf. Everything that is called difficult, the Lord will make them easy for you today. God will soften your path, soften every hardship. Dryness is over. You will enjoy the mercies of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a great day for you today, and I'd like you to believe it. I want to welcome you again to another prophetic prayer podcast. I appreciate every one of you that has been sharing this and also inviting your friend. The Lord will honor you and reward you in Jesus' name. Now, my prayer charge for you today is from the book of Psalms chapter 84, verse 11. Psalm 84, verse number 11. The Bible says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly." Listen to me. God is a sun and a shield. In other words, He is your channel of attack and He is also your channel of defense. A sun can be an instrument of attack. A shield is an instrument of defense. A sun can be an instrument of light. A shield can be an instrument of defense, safety, and security. So when God is at work in your life, He can be an agent of attack against your enemy and will be an agent of safety for you. I prophesy today, whatever wants to come against you, God will go against them. Whatever wants to pull you down, God will pull them down. God will fight on your behalf as the mighty man of war. In the name of Jesus, He will attack your attack. He will destroy your destruction. He will frustrate your frustration. He will silence whatever wants to silence you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God is a sun and is a shield. He will defend you today. No attack will prosper in your life. And the Bible says God will give grace and glory. God will give grace and glory. Number one, grace is what makes the race of life easy. When grace is speaking over your life, you enjoy the race of life. Grace makes men to enjoy ease in the journey of life. Grace talks about unmerited favor, what you don't merit, what you don't qualify for, being handed over to you. I prophesy into your life today, God will give you grace. I say God will give you grace. In your business, you will enjoy grace. At work, you will enjoy grace. In your family, you will enjoy grace. Grace will make your race easy. Every difficulty in your race, the grace of God will soften them. In the name of Jesus, what you don't qualify for, in the order of goodness, in the order of breakthrough, in the order of testimony, the Lord by grace will hand over to you. By grace, go and be promoted. By grace, enjoy elevation. By grace, break forth and break through. In the name of Jesus Christ, the grace of God will rewrite the story of your life today. And the Bible says God will not just give grace, He will also give glory alongside with it. Today I prophesy the release of glory upon your life. Walk in glory. For your shame, enjoy glory. Shame is far from you. Rise up and enjoy glory. God will glorify you. He will beautify your life with glory. Every eye that sees you today, they will help and favor you. And the Bible says, no good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. I decree and declare according to the scripture, all through the day today, no good thing shall be withheld from you. Where they have already withheld good things from you, I place systems under pressure. I place companies under pressure to release what belongs to you. Your favor will not be withheld. Your testimony will not be withheld. Any hand withholding what belongs to you, release right now as a matter of urgency in the name of Jesus Christ. What will beautify and make your life better on the earth, it will not be withheld from you in Jesus' precious name. I prophesy today that you will enjoy more than ever you have enjoyed before. What you don't even bargain for in the order of good things, they will hand over to you by the ministry of grace in Jesus' precious name we pray. And somebody believe in this, say loud amen. Listen, walk uprightly. That's very important. One of the conditions for enjoying this release is walk uprightly. To them that walk uprightly, be upright in your walk. And I'm going to make that my word charge for you today, is upright. Upright. Be upright. To be upright means to be right and standing. Upright. Upright. To have integrity. To be upright means to be truthful and live a trustworthy life. Upright. Upright. No bending, no cutting corner. Live a life that God can vouch for. When a man is upright, things will be right in their life. You cannot be really upright and deeply upright and not enjoy going upward in the journey of life. Embrace uprightness. Speak uprightly. Walk uprightly. Be a man and a woman that God can say, this is my son, this is my daughter. Let God have confidence in you that you are living and existing for him. Walk uprightly as a husband. Don't cheat on your wife. Walk uprightly as a wife. Don't cheat on your husband. Walk uprightly as an employee. Don't cut corners where you work. Walk uprightly, even as a kingdom personality, that God can say, these are my true representative on the earth. Remember, when you walk uprightly, you will go up and things will be right in the journey of your life. You are blessed today. It's a great day for you. Favor will speak for you and you will return with testimony in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen, amen. Now send this prayer to somebody. Let it be a blessing to them and ensure that you forward this to as many as you can. And in case they forwarded this to you and you would like to be part of the prayer platform, that you'll be able to receive this every day in the WhatsApp group, please kindly just text register me to this phone number +1 972 639 1762. The number again is +1 972 639 1762. Just send register me as a text message and then you will receive direction on how you can be part of it. You are lifted in Jesus' name. If you'd like to listen to more prophetic prayers, listen to it on our 24 hours radio, www.prayingradio.org. You surely be blessed in Jesus' name. Till I come your way again tomorrow, I remain Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Be blessed. Amen.